the Memphis Express, we're going to have number two flashing the money sign. Johnny Manziel would indeed become a member of the Memphis Express.
Well, I think it depends on perspective. From a national perspective, undeniably, Johnny Manziel being a member of the Memphis Express is a bigger story. You know, it's on ESPN's homepage. It's on TMZ. He is now the most famous professional athlete in our city. It's not even close. I mean, he's a bigger deal than Mike Conley. He's a bigger deal than, you know, international. I mean, maybe not internationally, but certainly nationally, he's a bigger deal than anybody else. He's the most famous person who lives in our city now. And so that, you know, that resonates outside of the market in ways that nothing else could. But inside the market, it wasn't just Memphis playing Houston in the AAC tournament semifinal. It was Memphis with a shot to send it to overtime against Houston in an AAC semifinal. Obviously, we know how the game ended. Tyler Harris missed a shot, couldn't get another one off. But they had a shot at beating a top 15 team in a way that would have propelled them to an opportunity to play one more game inside FedEx Forum with an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament available to them. And so that was the bigger story in the market. But in terms of what resonates nationally, the Johnny Manziel story is, I don't know how it's going to play out on the field, but it'll be well documented because he is he's a real celebrity. He's a celebrity football player that, for whatever reason, people are still, still deeply interested in.
What is it? Because Jeff was trying to ask me, if you had to kind of pinpoint what it is that makes him so interesting, forget the off the field, the Scooby Doo, the good looking girls on Halloween and whatnot. Forget all of that. But because what initially attracted everyone to him was his play on the field. What do you think it is that makes us still interested in Manziel even today?
I'm not sure. Other than he was super interesting to us while he was a college football player, because you got to remember, though he was a name in Texas, nobody really knew Johnny Manziel, that not casual sports fans, until, you know, he was on his way to winning the Heisman Trophy. And then he became not only one of the more, if not the most exciting players in college football, and, you know, I think in just football in general, you could throw the NFL in there. He was such a character off the field that people sort of gravitated to that. You know, there was, beautiful women, and then a wild, personality. You know, he was always out, always partying. Perhaps, I think, with the benefit of hindsight, we now know too much too often. But, you know, people just sort of, you know, we live in a TMZ world, and he was perfect for TMZ. And if you acknowledge we're interested in people who, you know, live lives sort of on the edge of a variety of things, then he, from a sports perspective, for a little while, fit that better than anybody. And so then it just becomes, I think you initially like him because he's a lot of fun, because he's cocky, and because he's awesome. And then it starts to be about the comeback story. You know, okay, can he get his, forget football career, can he get his life together? Because we do root for people to get it back together, you know, once it falls apart on them a little bit. And that's sort of where we are in the story right now. You know, people want to see this young man succeed, you know, if only because you don't like to, or I think you got to be pretty twisted to like to, you don't like to see people with undeniable talents never reach or achieve what it is they, at least from a talent perspective, seem like they're capable of reaching or achieving based off of issues that they have a problem overcoming. And his problems and issues are well documented. He has publicly acknowledged he has a mental health issue. He has publicly acknowledged he has a substance abuse issue. I don't think we've ever gotten clarity on why he was banned from the CFL, not just let go by a team, but banned from the league. But I can only think of a couple of reasons why you might be banned from the league, and that's if you violate certain policies that they made it clear to you you are not going to be able to violate. And so, if you're betting on this to end well, you probably haven't been paying attention since his, you know, since he left Texas A&M. He's still, from a distance, it appears, dealing with some serious things that pop up every once in a while, if not often. But, I'll be rooting for him, not just because I want to see the Express finish the season strong. I don't really care about that. But I am, like a whole bunch of other people, just sort of fascinated by the Johnny Manziel story and, would like to, there have been people close to him who have said on the record that there was a time when he was living a lifestyle that they did not think he would survive. Forget football. They didn't know if he'd live to be 30. And so you want this story to end not tragically and, the football stuff being sort of secondary, but, as long as he's going to keep going on a football field and trying to get back to where we all thought he would be someday, which is the NFL, I think I'll be rooting for him every step of the way.